Now the brook was drying up. We're told it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. After all, Elijah pronounced that there'd be this drought, a famine would come. And here in verse 7, we're told a brook dried up. Now here is this man out there in the wilderness, and he goes down every morning, and he noticed the brook is going down. And all he had to do was put a peg down in the water and note how much it went down one day, and then he could figure out how many days it would be before he starved to death or died of thirst. And here you have a mathematical measurement, and anybody with any common sense would know on a certain day that would be it. And you know, this is the sin of statistics. The condition of the church is determined by statistics. You go to a church meeting, and if the offerings have been good, and they have received members, and they've increased in attendance, why, that means the church is a howling success. And that may not be it at all. I heard the story of the preacher that got up at a business meeting and said, "We're going to call on the treasurer to give the report so we can know what the status quo of the church is." One of the members got up and said, "Mr. Preacher, we don't know what the status quo means. What does that mean?" The preacher got up and he says, "The status quo means the mess that we are in." And the interesting thing is that the status quo of a great many churches and organizations reveals the mess they're in, although the statistics may look healthy. And so he could just sit down and figure that he's going to die on a certain date. But you see, the cold figures of mathematics do not contain the spiritual fire that is there. You can't put the condition of the church in the form of a bank statement. You can't measure it on a computer. And even a revival today, you don't count it by the numbers. The thing is that when Elijah went down there and looked at that little brook, he learned a great spiritual lesson. And it was, my life is a dried up brook. I'm nothing. I'm just a brook. I'm a channel through which living water can flow. And if it doesn't flow, then I'm a dried up brook. The Lord Jesus says, "Whosoever shall drink of this water will thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I give him, he'll never thirst." We sing sometime a song, "Make Me a Channel of Blessing." And I think that half of the folk don't know what in the world they're talking about when they say that. Well, that means you're an empty brook. You don't have any water of life. It's only as the water of life, the Word of God, flows through you. And here, this man Elijah had to learn, God hath chosen the weak things of the world. Elijah, you're not a big, strong, rugged individual. You're no stronger and better than that dried up brook that is there. And it's not until the water of life goes through you. It's said of Hudson Taylor that a young missionary listening to him just had to respond because Hudson Taylor insisted. He said, "Remember, when you come out here, you are nothing. And it's only what God can and will do through you." And this young missionary said, "It's hard for me to believe that I'm just nothing." And Dr. Hudson Taylor said to him, said, "You're nothing? Take it by faith, because it's true. You and I are a dried up brook,